Joining us on the line now in our Arizona Staycation Hour, where we are featuring the town of Douglas, Arizona, all month long. Our staycation winners last week stayed at the Gadsden Hotel in Douglas, and we'll be hearing from them a little bit later about their experience. But we brought in the Leisure Service Manager and Special Events Director for the town of Douglas, Arizona, Miss Jennifer Smith, to talk about Douglas Days coming up. Jennifer, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Jennifer Smith, your City of Douglas Leisure Services Manager and Special Events Director for the 2019 Douglas Days Community Event.
When is the Douglas Days event?
Douglas Days will take place Friday, May 18th and 19th of this year. We're about 3 weeks off from the event.
So we've got time to put that on our calendar. Where will it be held?
At Raul Castro Park in Douglas, Arizona.
And what can I experience attending the Douglas Day Festival?
Oh, it's a wonderful community event. It's a family-friendly, free event for all ages. And it's actually our sixth annual event. Back in 2012, Mayor Daniel Ortega initiated this event. And his vision was basically to celebrate the many reasons why we call Douglas home. It's a celebration of Douglas's past, present, and future. And it commemorates the day Douglas was incorporated, which was May 15th of 1905.
And I'm looking at the flyer that y'all have, and it mentions hay rides, talent show, vendors. And I like this. What's the horse race?
Oh, so this year, the Cochise County is having they brought back their horse races. So that'll take place on Saturday the 18th from about 1 to 5 p.m. So a little bit of rundown of the days that you're looking at. It's 2 days of fun and just tons of activities, a celebration throughout the entire community. For both days, you have a variety of food vendors, talented craft vendors from local craft vendors to those that are outside the community, informational booths, and a beer garden. On Friday, the event actually kicks off with an open ceremony followed by our Douglas Days talent show. And our talent show is probably one of the favorites. We haven't had it. So this is our sixth annual event, and we had the talent show. We started it about our third year, and it's probably been one of the most popular parts of the show because we have just talent from all ages, from dancing to music to, you know, just different kinds of things. So it's a pretty amazing little show, and that's about 2 hours after the welcome ceremony. And then Saturday's festivities is basically all day from 10 to 10. We start out with our Douglas Days Parade at 10 a.m., followed by our bed races. And if you haven't seen any bed races, this is just one of the other funnest activities that we have in the community. The bed races are also one of the most popular things that people call about. They actually, I've had some calls from outside of Cochise County wondering if we're having our bed races in our Douglas Days event because they wanted to make sure that they secured their hotel stay and whatnot. So it's just exactly like it sounds. It's each team pulls together and they have about four runners and somebody on the bed with a twin mattress, and they race down the street right next to the event. So it's pretty amazing. It's fun as well.
And a website that people could go find this information?
Our schedule should be up at the end of this week, and they can find that at douglasaz.gov.
Thanks for spending time this Saturday morning to help educate our listeners a little bit more about the town of Douglas. And that would be a great weekend to mark on your calendar, May 17th and 18th, for your Arizona staycation. Jennifer Smith, thanks for your time this Saturday morning.
Thank you. Hope you guys come and visit us.
What's been most fun for me about covering Douglas is that's a town I have never been to. It's one I've seen the city lights at night. Really quite a fascinating place, but I want to hear it from the point of view of Joseph Oliverio, who was our staycation winner and stayed at the Gadsden Hotel last weekend. Joseph, how was your Arizona staycation to Douglas?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Well, for me anyway, it's one of those kind of out-of-the-way places that, you know, I probably wouldn't have visited normally. Usually I'm heading, you know, up north to get out of the heat. So it caused me to go down there and see things that I would have never experienced. And just the history of that area is really incredible.
The history is incredible. What did you think about the Gadsden Hotel? It sounds like a place of destination worth the trip.
Oh my gosh! I mean, if you go to Douglas, if you don't go to the Gadsden Hotel, you haven't really experienced Douglas. I mean, that is like to me the heart and soul of Douglas. The owners that have it now, they've only had it going like a few years, I think, and they are, you know, putting their all into this place and investment, and just, you know, they're working all the time to bring it back to, you know, the grandeur that you know it had in the past, and they're doing a great job. They're just the nicest people. Florencio and Anel Lopez, they're just like fantastic people, and they actually gave us a tour. I mean, Anel spent an hour with us touring the hotel. You know, places that you wouldn't normally see as a guest, you know, unless you went on the tour there. And you can by appointment go on these tours, and you know, I would highly recommend that. It was really fabulous.
And so you stayed at the Gadsden Hotel. What else did you do while you were in Douglas?
Okay, you know, unfortunately, it was a holiday weekend, and some of the
and we didn't know that when we picked the date 18 months ago. Sorry.
Sure, that's okay. I mean, we didn't run out of things to do. I mean, of course, we didn't just stay in Douglas. You know, since we were down that area, we went to Bisbee. You know, which is like kind of the opposite of Douglas in a way. It's kind of a bustling touristy area, but it is really fascinating as well. And then we also, you know, had to see Tombstone on the way back.
All right, so now the big question, what were you driving?
Okay, we had a Ford Fusion from Sanderson Ford, and John Pratt was real nice and, you know, got us set up in that car. And, you know, I'm used to driving a pickup, you know, and driving a nice sedan like that was, you know, a nice change. You know, we enjoyed the car very much. I had to think about this, but I bought my first vehicle in 1974 from Sanderson Ford. I had to think back, you know, but it was a Ford F-100, which they haven't made for a long time. But, yeah, they're great people down there.
Great people, and been in business a long time for that reason. They just like to treat their customers right. And if you'd like to win your Arizona Sanderson Ford staycation, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ. We're taking entries right now for a lake staycation coming up this summer to Lake Havasu. Enter by May 15th.